The questioner is bringing two quotes, one from Baba and one from you, which is about detachment. Baba says, actions should be done in the spirit of detachment. Relationship should be maintained without deep attachment. And you said, our detachment or indifference is not because it's not important to us. What this means is that you automatically give the ultimate care to the person or the situation while being completely unattached to what is happening. And the question is, how can we give care or do family duties and not get attached or affected by it? Because giving care, meaning having feelings and emotions, which leads to attachment, then worry, then to fear. Does it have to do with your attention towards what that person or situation?
Yeah. Again, we go back to the detachment is not a decision that you make. You can't be detached because you want to be detached. You can't be detached because you're making yourself to be detached. These are all mental decision making, and normally it's not successful. Detachment has to come through a very deep understanding, through the wisdom and through the silence. And that happens gradually. Having attachment is nothing wrong with it in day-to-day life. For a majority of people, is something, anything that is common is acceptable. So being attached to everything, different scenario for different people is very common. So it's very, very acceptable. But on the spiritual path, I can't even call it spiritual path, the path of knowing thyself, which is knowing God, it is not by decision so much, even a willpower, because willpower works, and then the situation, when it's rise and is conducive, you can break, you know? So what is the remedy for detachment? A deep understanding of what is permanent and what is transient. And even that needs some more work on it. It has to be experienced. And then by going back to silence often enough and finding your home, little by little, automatically the attachment falls down, but the caring does not fall off. In fact, the caring becomes universal caring. It becomes a caring itself, but it doesn't have this urge of getting a result or fixing or mending or changing. It's I can only reassure the questioner, if you continue investing yourself, the attachment would lessen and lessen, and the reaction toward it becomes much more comfortable. When my children were small, I had deep attachment to their well-being, as any mother should and have. But that was causing me so much anxiety and fear. And I couldn't stop it. I just couldn't stop it. The more I wanted to stop, the worse the situation got, because it was all mental activity. Then I realized through this failure of approach that if that had to work, if that was supposed to work and it was a remedy, would have worked long time ago. But it isn't. But through the wisdom and through the application of the wisdom, then it just begins to fall without you even noticing it. You just feel like you are more at peace with your family, or maybe you feel more centered. Things doesn't sit on you. Is you're like a duck lubricated where you can be in the chaos and not feeling it as much. So my suggestion is don't worry about your attachment. Just continue your inner work and let it be, and you'll see the result. Even by releasing this desire, it makes a way for you to actually see it better and be able to drop it at some situation much easier through the wisdom.